it was a total disaster, which you don't expect. At 1 minute you're sitting there, everything's just as normal. Life can just turn like that, can't it? And when I talk like this, I do not forget the people that got killed. You have to remember those first, because I fortunately got out, and I was determined to get out. But there was a massive blast, and it was terrible to get through all that smoke and all those flames and fire.
You got out with your life, but it was a battle to get out, wasn't it?
When I woke up, because I got knocked out, when I woke up, everything was all on fire, so I was sort of like on a ledge, and I had to crawl along. I had to guess where I thought the door was. Unfortunately, I got it right, and I stayed on my tummy and crawled through all that fire. Managed to get the door open, because it had been left ajar, thank goodness, and then the stairs were on fire. But I just kept talking to my daughter and chuntering onto her that I was going to get out, and just kept my calm, as I was taught years ago, keep calm and think about what you're doing. Because I know if I'd have panicked, I would have fell down into the fire. And then something went through my leg, which hurt awfully. I broke 3 teeth in getting out, so that really says it all, because I was grinding my teeth that much. But I was just determined to get out. But life-changing, it's changed our whole life.
When you got out, you were met by paramedics, fire crews?
Well, the fire crew and the paramedics couldn't get down into the avenue. They couldn't bring the fire engines down. There was too much heat. And then when I eventually got out and crawled outside, so when I look at it, I don't know how I got out. I just wonder how I got out. I don't know. And when I see the video, it just seems impossible. But I did.
And you spent weeks in hospital, didn't you?
It took us to Stoke, and then I came home a couple of days later, and then infection set in, and so I had to go later on and have another operation on my leg. I had to go 17 weeks where they treated me every day. But the knock-on effect to my eyesight, my body, my legs, my physical state will never be the same. You know, because it's affecting me all over.
And when it comes to 5 p.m. on the 30th of October this year, will you be having a moment thinking about it?
The first thing I'll think about is I don't believe it, you know what I mean? And I can't believe what happened at that time on that day. Jointly along with it, the two people died in that tremendous explosion, which it was. And when I think about that, I remember this massive flash, and that is what I will think about, and being thrown through the air, and then the rest, as I've said. But yes, it will come into my mind, definitely. It comes into my mind every day. Every morning that you wake up, you think about it. How have I got into this situation? How am I like this now? You get up every day and you think financially, how are you going to get through today or this week? So it's with you every day.